It's time to talk Auburn Bulldog football with Coach Tony Jansen. Coach, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely.
The Bulldogs coming off their first win of the season last week, 33-15 over Wilbur, and your first district game of the season as well. And we knew you all were battle-tested, you know, from your first four games of the season. But, man, it has to feel good getting that first one over and the monkey off your back.
Yeah, it definitely does. You know, we've seen a lot of growth over the last month, but you know, ultimately you're playing to try to win the game. And so to finally get one of those is a good feeling. And I think it really opens things up, you know, especially, you know, when you start 0-4 like that. We hadn't done that in, you know, quite a long time here at Auburn. It hadn't happened since I've been here. And you can kind of feel with each loss, you know, especially a young team, they kind of feel that pressure a little bit. And, you know, even, you know, warming up for this game where we thought we had a good opportunity to get a win, you could see the guys were just kind of tight. So hopefully getting that win under our belt, like you said, hopefully that loosens us up a little bit and allows us to play a little freer and stop worrying about that part of it and just go out and play the game now knowing that we can do that.
1-0 in district play, and I know you got to like kind of looking at the schedule moving forward, but also kind of have to keep that, you know, one week at a time mentality. Probably there's not a lot of wins in, you know, the district, but there's going to be a lot of tough competition, I think.
Yeah, we've talked about that with our guys. You can't, I mean, first of all, we're a 1-4 team, so you can't look at any of these other teams' records and think anything beyond being ready to play your best ball. And I think when you look at each team individually too, there's a lot to look at to explain a lot of it in terms of, you know, Nebraska City playing just an incredibly tough non-district schedule, Fall City having guys out early in the year, and they've shown against, you know, like Concordia that they can play good football. So, yeah, you can't overlook that. Plus, you know, you get in the district too, and everyone's playing for a lot. You get a lot of teams that you know well. You know, you get, you know, quote-unquote rivalry games, things like that where teams get up. So, yeah, we can't overlook anyone. And again, you're looking to get better every week. So that's where our focus has got to be. We got to be locked in and improving each week and being ready for tough battles throughout the rest of the year.
All right, well, flipping the page to this week, I know Fall City's coming to town. It's homecoming week and a big game for you as well. Fall City's shown the ability to throw the ball a little bit, and I know you gave up those few long passing TDs to Wilbur last week. Tell me a little bit about the Tigers, what you know, and how you're going to kind of fix that passing defense.
Well, in terms of fixing, it's about our guys doing our job, you know, in terms of playing assignment football and then trusting your technique. Yeah, that's going to be a big emphasis this week, like I said, not giving up the big play. I think we can make things really tough for those guys if we don't give up the big play. But they've got the ability to break one any time because they got multiple guys that they can distribute the ball to that does make them dangerous. So at any point in time, any of those guys have the ability to break one deep. So, again, it's about trusting our assignment, trusting our teammates, trusting how we've been coached, what our technique is, and make them earn their way down the field. That's what we really want to do.
And I know the Tiger team, you know, that's coming in on Friday, they keep games close. They're 1-4, but 3-1 score losses, and that other one that wasn't a one score loss was 28-27 heading to the fourth. So, you know, a team that's coming in that keeps games close and probably going to be a battle.
Oh, absolutely it will be. And we know we're going to get everything from them. So we expect nothing other than a hard-fought four-quarter game. And you know, what we really got to see from our guys when you compare to last week too is we can't then have the lulls either. You know, we came out and started each half, I thought really well, you know, but like the end of the first half, we had some mistakes in all three phases, of the game that, made a game that we felt like we were in control of most of the first half, all of a sudden a 6-point game going into halftime. So, you know, you want to win a game like this that you know is going to be a hard fought battle. You got to play for four quarters. You got to keep the energy up for four quarters and you got to be focused for the entirety of the game.
I know you guys got some guys back from injury last week, and getting healthier probably feels nice to get healthier as the season goes on, where other teams are not in the same boat.
Yeah, you know, there's always give and take in that, but, you know, as far as the, you know, last week went, is, you know, we got a couple guys back. We didn't lose anyone last week, and so that's been a nice change for us. Getting Brenton back at quarterback. It helps having that leadership there. Wyatt Tanner did a really good job coming in and filling for him, but getting him back to receivers also a benefit on top of just having Brenton play quarterback there. So, hopefully, health can go in our favor here the last half of the season, but, you know, that's just kind of football. You always got to have the next guy up ready to go, and I think we've had guys do a good job of stepping up and filling where they need to, but, yeah, you'll always – You'll always take players back when you can get them.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me, and good luck on Friday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That'll wrap up our Auburn Bulldog Coaches Show for the week. You can catch the Bulldogs in action on Friday as they take on the Tigers in our F&M Bank KTNC Game of the Week. Kickoff is at 6 p.m.